What's your clinical experience been since 4599 came out in your own practice in terms of using bevacizumab? What are you seeing?
We're starting to use it. It does have compendium listing, so we are getting reimbursed for it, although on occasion I've had to write appeal letters. I think some of the insurance companies like to wear us down, but particularly if you cite the data, and the data, as far as I'm concerned, are unimpeachable. It's very hard for them to avoid covering it. Not all patients are embracing it. If you're upfront, you tell them about pulmonary hemorrhage. You have to tell them that there's a 2% or so fatal hemorrhage rate. That's a showstopper. Patients don't like that. Even in the context of having a uniformly fatal disease.
Yeah, it's strange.
That is very scary.
I understand it, but it is a little bit.
And several patients who refused it on that basis, and other patients, ironically, have asked for it, but because of some peculiar characteristic, they had brain metastasis or they had mixed adenosquamous histology, they're really not candidates for it. I wouldn't feel comfortable giving it. My practice, of course, is skewed somewhat in that we have a number of ongoing phase one and phase two. So I still have comfort taking a patient who would be bevacizumab eligible and giving them a chemo combination with some other targeted agent.